Hey, October 3rd, 10:03 a.m. We are going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. There is a quorum present. If you can all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Moving right along to item number three, this is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda, and those comments should be limited to the agendized topic. With that said, is there any public comment this morning? As a reminder for folks on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature. If you're calling in, I believe star six is what you want. Not seeing any public comment, we're going to move on to item number four on today's agenda. And that is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the agenda for the October 3rd, 2023 meeting. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Commissioner Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda and the items on it?
One more.
Okay, County Manager, what would that be?
Mr. Chairman, item number 19 is the Liquor Licensing Board, and then respective to that is item number 20. That is a first reading for a liquor license. We asked to move item number 20 to the October 17 commission meeting here at the courthouse and on Zoom to continue the item.
All right. Are there any other changes to today's agenda?
The other one?
I believe one other change is going to be in the fire district. Agenda item number 15. Chief, you want to elaborate?
Yeah. Commissioners, on the fire district, agenda item number 16, we actually asked that be removed, and we'll put it on a further future date.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Got a haircut?
Yeah, I did.
Looking good. Welcome to the club. One more time, I'm sorry. Is there any public comment regarding the agenda? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I'm happy to. I don't want to delve because we're continuing the item, but I just want to make sure that the continuation of item 20 is not going to cause hardship on the applicant. Or is that an internal matter in the discussion?
Or is it standing at this hearing? Can you maybe explain it?
Sure. Well, this is the agenda item regarding the liquor license.
Well, Sheriff, calling for the record. We're moving it. He's out of town right now. And it was just more convenient for him to be available at the next meeting.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And then with that, I'll make a motion. This is Commissioner Mitchell. I move to approve today's agenda with the modifications of continuing items 16 and 20 and accompanying items 15 and 19. To continue items 15 and 16 and 20 and... Can we remove 15 and 19 because we have no business for those two boards?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm just asking you to continue to item.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. And to remove items 15 and 19 as they're no longer needed.
All right. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number five is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's consent agenda?
No, sir. No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number six. This is a discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports. I'm going to kick things off at the Sheriff's Office.
Commissioners, good morning. Sheriff Cullen for the record. Just a quick brief on a on street vibrations this year. Related to street vibrations itself, we had a very successful event. The sheriff's office had 32 calls for service, 48 deputy initiated calls. We only had 4 DUI arrests, 17 traffic stops, and 11 citations. And I'm proud to say we only had 3 crashes, motorcycle related, with non-injury or a minor injury and non-fatal accidents. So no fatal accidents in Story County this year for street vibrations.
Great. Thank you. Commissioners, have any questions for the sheriff?
Questions.
All right. Moving right along to the Fire Protection District, Chief Moncar.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. several updates here for you. Due to some unforeseen changes to our agreement with the NV Energy contract, the jeopardy of that contract, the contract is in jeopardy of actually being terminated December 31st. So while this is something we didn't plan for, our original contract would lead us out till March. There's just been some intervention by the Public Utilities Commission that are forcing us to make some changes in this agreement. So we're working diligently with NV Energy to keep this program going, get a contract that's mutually beneficial for the district, NV Energy, and obviously all the residents and businesses within Story County as well. So we will keep you updated on those changes, but they are happening rapidly. Today, I'll be starting that process, so I will actually dismiss myself a little early from today's meeting. Second, we've sent out our district evaluations to all staff. I do this occasionally just to get a feel from our staff of how our district's being ran. As always, when we bring these in, it's asking what we're doing good, what we're doing bad, their feedback, and all those things are all built into our strategic plan, our capital improvement plan. And just overall, how is our agency doing? So I sent them all out. Hopefully I get them all back by November 11th. As usual, if any of the commission would like to view them, these are anonymous. So they submit them directly to me. I'll get them. I vet them, go through it, extract the good data that can help us. And that's available for anyone to view as well. And if the commission would like to partake in that process, I would gladly send you the surveys as well so you can contribute. Next, our fuels management officer, Chris Barton, is currently serving as the incident commander for a complex fuels reduction program in Incline Village. Due to the terrain up there, they have private helicopters that are coming in. They're actually flying the trees out of the Tahoe Basin. This is a very big, very complex project. So it's nice to see our staff step up and not just assist them with it, but he's learning stuff to bring that program hopefully at the end of this month to, or possibly into November, to do the same operations here. The beauty about using helicopters is it's not destructive to the land around it. So we're able to take it all off. It's all under our NV Energy contract. So this is service that the fire district is not paying for, but we do get the benefits of those fuel breaks. And it is, Commissioner Gilman, it is on that section going off Washoe that is our biggest worry. And it's the fires coming up. So we'll start flying logs out of there, hopefully by the end of this month, early in November. So Chris will be tuned up, ready, and understand the program well by that time. And last update I have is our SAFER grant, which is the Staffing for Adequate Fire and Emergency Response. That's what's paying for 3 of our firefighters, is closing out this month. We did budget appropriately to keep that staff on board, and we're hoping to get another shot at this grant this year. As of now, we haven't received any notice. So I would say that we're probably not going to be successful in getting that carrying on. However, we're going to start the closeout process with that now. And I'll take any questions the commission may have.
Thank you, Chief. Commissioner Gilman, any questions for the Chief?
I have no questions. Thank you, Chief.
Sherman Mitchell?
I'm good. Thanks for the update.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
You said Public Works Director Jason Wersbicki.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. I have nothing new at this time. I have the agenda item for the Highway Commissioners later on.
All right. Thank you, Jason. How about Operations and Projects Coordinator Mike Northern?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commission. Mike Northern, Operations Projects Coordinator. Just a few items to update the board on. First one is work is proceeding at Station 72. Currently, the only wild card we have in the schedule right now is the NV Energy crew. We hope to have them on site this week to do their portion of the work. If all that goes well, we should be pouring the slab the first week of November. Item two is the engineering for the Taylor Street repair is nearing completion. We are working with Loomis and Associates to bring this design to completion and get that out to bid. Item three is the Virginia City Senior Center. The work on the breezeway cover will begin this week. This will provide some protection from snow and ice to the workers at that facility that access the outdoor coolers. Item four is the Lockwood Sheriff's Office substation building has been placed and anchored to its foundation. Power is on in the building. We're currently working on getting the propane tank placed, AC unit installed, the concrete entry stoop constructed, and some various odds and ends. We anticipate turning it over to the Sheriff's Office approximately mid to late October. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Mike. Commissioner Gumby, any questions for Mike?
No questions. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, sir.
Ms. Sherman?
Good. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the report. How about Honey Coughlin, branch manager?
Good morning, Honey Coughlin, branch manager for the record. 2 weeks ago, Laura and I attended the Las Vegas Chamber fly-in for Washington, D.C., and it was a really great opportunity for us to be able to network with Las Vegas elected officials and different business owners. So we gained several new connections that we would not have gained had we not been there. And one instance of that was after one of the sessions, I spoke with a keynote speaker, and he encouraged me to meet with the Treasurer of Nevada. And so the Porter Group has reached out to Treasurer Conine for me and has made a meeting for me to be able to speak with him in person this Friday. And that will the meeting will be regarding the lead siphon water project that we've been trying to get funded for several years now. So that was a huge benefit of attending that that event. But also during the fly-in, the Porter Group scheduled meetings for us with Senator Rosen's staff and also Congressman Amade's staff. And we were able to speak about our zip code issue that's been ongoing that we've been trying to get resolved for the McCarran zip code problem. And then also we were able to talk about the lead siphon project again in person and just update all the different avenues that we've been trying to find for funding and the different like constraints that are put on the different funded from the different funding agencies to be able to get this specific water project funded. So again, both of these issues are moving forward steadily and we keep gaining new contacts and hopefully soon both of these issues will be addressed and start gaining some resolution. So also the community project grant application process is closed for this year. On October 17th, I'll be presenting the applications that were submitted for your review and approval to get the community projects funded. And then as far as the current appropriations, grant projects that we're doing, the Lockwood Senior Center, we got full approval from HUD, the environmental review and everything went through. So we have gone out to RFQ, the request for qualifications for our construction management team to begin work for that project. So that is moving along steadily. And then I'm speaking for Laura in the business resources. She is unable to attend at this moment. She is engaged in a training session, but last week, she went to the National Association of Counties Conference in Elko, and she was able to network with several people there as well. One of the people that she had not met before was Maria Murillo, and she is with the USTA Elko office. And Maria was instrumental in helping Laura to learn about the different USDA grants that were underway when Laura stepped into the community resource position a few years ago. And so she had assisted Laura with both the VC water tank project and the Gold Hill sewer project. So it was really great for Laura to be able to meet with her and share her appreciation for helping with the funding and walking through the process for those two projects. I'm also sharing a staff report for St. Mary's. Director Perry had a previous engagement for this morning and is unable to attend, and so they have several upcoming events. On October 13th, 14th, and 15th, there will be a showing of The God Monster of Indian Flats, which was a movie that was filmed here in Virginia City in 1973. So this is the 50th anniversary of the film. It's an amazing, amazing film. That's my personal opinion for anyone who has not seen that. But what we're going to have at the event, there will be several showings of the film on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the times of those showings are on the website, the St. Mary's website. It is $10 a person per showing, or $7 for seniors, children under 18, or St. Mary's members. There is also going to be a God Monster Celebration art exhibit reception on Saturday the 14th from 1 until 4. That reception is free. The reception will feature art by Scott McLeod, Honey Coughlin, and Frederick Hobbs, who was the director of the God Monster of Indian Flats. There is also an exquisite corpse exhibition, that's hard to say, which features the collaborative work of 20 local artists. That's pretty cool. I think everyone should come out and look at that. The God Monster Festival is sponsored in part by Something Weird Video, American Genre Film Archive, Pura Vida Sierra Art, Peter Kramer, and the Ponderosa Saloon. And then a few upcoming classes for St. Mary's on October 19th. There is a 2D and 3D mixed media collage class. It is $50 and all the supplies are included for that. And then on October 22nd, there is a basket weaving class. The price is $45 and again, all supplies are included. And then on October 21st, there is a celebration of life for Don Bailey, and he was a longtime board member and was actively involved for many, many years in St. Mary's Art Center. And so a few weeks ago, Director Perry had shared of his passing and spoke a little bit about that. So those are the events upcoming for St. Mary's Art Center. And that is the end of my report.
Thank you, Honey. Mr. Yeoman, questions, comments?
Oh, I enjoyed the report. Thank you.
Chairman?
Okay, thanks.
All right. Before you go, at NACO, one of our lobbyists, Chris Porter with Porter Group, pulled me aside and was very complimentary of you and Laura and the work that you guys have done. And I just want to make it public. For those that don't know, Laura and Honey are instrumental in securing a ton of grants for us. You know, because of the work that you guys do, Story County is known back in DC. So take it as a compliment to your efforts. It does not go unnoticed. And the millions that you have gotten Story County in grant money for our infrastructure is greatly appreciated. So thank you for your efforts.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. Moving on to emergency management. Adam Wilson.
Good morning. Adam Wilson, Director of Emergency Management. For the record, I have several updates. So for September's Preparedness Month, I think that was a pretty big success. We had really good social media outreach using the Abbey agency to push a lot of those notifications. We kept them in line with what the state was pushing out on their social medias. And just to kind of put a feather on that, winter is coming. As we've seen, it's already getting chilly. They got snow up on the summit this past weekend. So one more time, prepare now, because the storms are going to come and they are predicting a heavy, cold, wet winter again. The national test of the emergency and wireless alert systems is tomorrow, October 4th at 11:18 a.m. our time. That's going to take over all mass means of communication for a few minutes. So don't be alarmed when that goes off. It is just a test of the system. It's not an emergency. The LEPSI meeting is next Wednesday, October 11th at 10 a.m. We'll be out at the McCarran Government Complex at TRI, and I'm also going to have it via Zoom because it conflicts with a big state meeting for a lot of our stakeholders out there. So this way they'll be able to attend via Zoom as well. The link to that is on the website for emergency management and LEPSI. Next Saturday, October 14th at 9:18 a.m., there's going to be a solar eclipse coming through our area. For the EM side, we just want to remind people, don't look directly at the sun without some form of protection. Even during an eclipse, it can still cause retinal damage. So use some sort of solar viewing glasses if you want to view that. October 19th at 10:19 a.m. is the Great Nevada Shakeout. Story County is going to play along. I would like all departments to get under their desks and send photos so we could put that on our social media of us playing. We're also going to do a partial activation of the EOP and run through our newly drafted EOP and the annex for earthquakes, make sure everything works the way we intend it to. Next week, October 10th through 12th, is the Nevada Division of Emergency Management's fall workshop for threat hazard mitigation planning. So I'll be attending that and representing Story County there. The Assistant Sheriff Dietrich and I, we've begun working on our emergency notification system. Currently, we use Code Red through OnSolve, and we're just checking some other companies to make sure that we're providing our residents with the best product that is currently out there. So more to follow on that after we finish demoing all the companies. Next, we've begun working on all of the continuity of operations plans. A lot of the master level data in those plans had gotten seriously out of date or just something went wrong in there. So I've been working with the vendor company. We're getting all of that fixed. Hopefully over the next month, I'll be able to start meeting with the department heads to get their specific inputs into the co-op corrected. But that should be done by the end of the year at the latest. And then finally, our FEMA claims from the storms last winter have entered their last phase of review, which is environmental and health protection reviews. So hopefully we should be getting those back soon. They've been with EHP for about 2 weeks. So I'm hoping to get those back from them soon with the final reimbursement amounts, and it'll be ready for signature soon. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you for that wonderful report, Adam. Mr. Gilman, questions for Adam?
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman? All right, keep it up. Thank you. On to the Virginia City Tourism Commission, Director Todd Tuttle.
Todd Tuttle, Tourism Director. Good morning.
Good morning.
Following a report back with, as Sheriff mentioned, we had the street vibrations on September 21st through the 24th to a great success. We had more people in attendance, according to the people that were taking photographs, than they've ever seen there before. 23,000 photographs were taken with an estimate of about 5,000 to 6,000 bikes coming and going. As a result, the sheriff's office did a phenomenal job having their presence there on the streets. The people noticed it, and there was great comments about having them there and feeling safe and the connection that went with it. So hats off to the sheriff's department for doing it. On the other side, the fire department was there to help prepare the merchants for a number of pop-outs that came out. We had more participation from merchants on C Street than we've had before. And the fire department was there to help prepare them with the barriers necessary. And they were very appreciative of being able to be out and be part of that event that went on. Feedback from the merchants felt that it was a very successful event for most of them, better than they'd seen in other years behind. So a great hats off to everybody cooperating and making that happen, and some good feedback. September 30th, last Saturday, we had a final performance from McAvoy Lane performed over at Piper's Opera House to a sold-out crowd of 280. Of which there was rave reviews for the final performance in the evening itself, as we kind of said goodbye to one of the great men of the area and the region. Of course, a declaration was read in honor of Mr. Lane and his participation in teaching and being able to be part of the Chautauquas that teach the history and background as such. So some great events have occurred in the last little bit. This coming up for events for October 7th and 8th, which is this Saturday and Sunday, of course, is the Outhouse Races. We expect around 20 participants racing on Saturday and Sunday, the first race to begin around 11 o'clock. We will be closing C Street from Sutton up to Mid-Taylor and Union, mainly just Union itself. The race will begin right in front of the Turquoise Kiva and race uphill to the Union road itself, and then the finish area will be right in front of the Bucket of Blood. We have a number of entries that will please the heart and the mind as they race up and through, and of course, the traditions that we've begun here. So expecting another great event as usual. Of course, we also have a Hunttober going on as we celebrate October and the many festivities that are going there, the paranormal tours, tours, the parking pumpkin patch trains, the holiday theme bingo will be coming up. Right now, just as a side note, a lot of the paranormal tours are already sold out. That the marketing and promotion has done extremely well, and so we expect some good crowds for those weekends of October. On October 10th, we will have the Merchant Mix and Mingle over at Piper's Opera House at 7 p.m. There we'll have the Governor's Office of Economic Development, Sherry Davis, will be talking to us about the potential money that's available, the grants, the loans, and how to be able to apply for it. So we encourage anybody from the town to be able to come and see how that can affect their businesses. On November 10th, we will be attending the NTA convention in Shreveport, Louisiana, to reignite the bus tour and motor coach business coming to Virginia City. We're being sponsored by RTT, the Reno Tahoe Territory, in order to be able to get there and attend the conference and have a number of appointments with those bus operators to once again restore bus services and motor coaches coming to Virginia City in abundance. And finally, the Tourism Commission is in the middle of an RFP as we look for a new marketing, PR, and social media program that went out at the beginning of the month, and we're expecting most of the returns in the next couple of weeks as we then be able to make a decision as to where to progress from here. That is my report. Any questions?
Thank you, Todd. I unfortunately have to interrupt questions. It's 10:30. We have a public hearing that needs to get started. So, gentlemen, if you have questions for Todd, please save those. Thank you for that update, Todd.
Yeah, I don't have questions either.
Yeah.
We're good.
All right. We're going to need to move on to item number 8 for the 10:30 a.m. public hearing. We're going to go ahead and open this public hearing. Public hearing on the lease of the portion of the county complex at 1705 Farouk Drive in the TRI Center for the benefit of the Nevada Highway Patrol pursuant to Resolution 23-704. The lease is proposed for an initial term of 5 years with no rental charge. Any objections to the proposed lease may be made at the hearing. Deputy DA Loomis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, this is, we passed the resolution at the last meeting, 23-704, which expresses the intent of this board to go ahead and lease some property to the state of Nevada for the benefit of the Nevada Highway Patrol. That's pursuant to a statute which allows us to lease property to other public entities without going through a public bidding process, without getting it appraised. So this is the opportunity for anyone that has objects to that lease to make their objections made known.
All right. Thank you, Keith. Is there anybody at this time that objects to this lease? If you do, please come up. Anybody on Zoom have any problems with the lease? All right. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to make a motion to close out this public hearing?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to close the public hearing on Resolution 23-704.
Wonderful. Second. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. This public hearing is now closed. Back on to staff reports. I believe we have next up the IT department, Director James Dean.
Good morning, Commissioners. James Dean, Story County IT Director. Been working with Adam Wilson with Emergency Management on the continuity of operations planning. IT kind of touches all departments and does a lot of the data backup and restoration. So I wanted to thank Adam for being proactive on that and starting with me. We had a considerable amount of documentation to give him and just wanted to thank him for being proactive on that process. Also wanted to thank Public Works Director Jason Worsbicki. He did some tower grading and laid down some road base at the sewer treatment plant for me. It's considerably increased the safety when we use the lift because it's nice and level now. And then the road base is going to keep the erosion under control. So the site looks great. The vendors that have been working on it this week love it. Just a big, big safety upgrade. So thank you to Jason and his staff on that. Also on that tower at the sewer treatment plant, we put a new microwave link that shoots up to Ophir above town here. We've never had line of sight to that because we're so close, tucked up against the mountain that we get shadowed out. So we've always had to shoot across the valley to Como. So we've added a second shot that shoots up to Ophir, and that's going to increase our regional communication ability for all future radio systems, microwave systems, VHF, internet. So it's a huge expansion of our capability to reach out and touch the region when it comes to all forms of communication. I've been working on that for about 3 years, so it's been nice to put that to bed. Also, our current vendor with the website has not been responsive on some basic service requests, so we are looking at going back to our original vendor of Civic Plus. They're happy to have us back. They're able to do the things that we've asked them to do quickly. I expect us to be able to migrate back to that within a few weeks with little to no interruption to the current website, so stay tuned for updates on that. And then lastly, we are currently cabling the senior center in Virginia City with network wiring that will upgrade their phone system and their networking. That's all I have.
Wonderful, James. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, anything for James?
No, sir. Thank you, James.
Commissioner Mitchell? Thank you. All right. Appreciate the update, James. Moving right along to Senior Services Director Stacy York.
Good morning. Stacy York for the record. Tomorrow, we're doing a resource fair at Piper's Opera House from noon to 6 p.m. We're going to have about 30 vendors there. They range from local entities to state. We also have a raffle prize that'll be given out. We'll have bingo cards at the front, so you get them filled out by visiting all our vendors, get entered into a raffle, and win some fun prizes. We'll also be doing a flu shot COVID vaccine clinic there from 12 to 4. Down in Lockwood on October 21st, they are having a craft there from 10 to 2 and a spaghetti feed that same night, 5 to 8. We are also bringing back the lasagna cook-off up here on November 3rd at 6 p.m.-ish. I say ish because we never start on time. And recently, I wrapped up an Aging and Disability Services Division audit for the year, fiscal year 2020. We passed, everything was great. Since they are so far behind, they're having us do one for fiscal year 21. So I'm in the middle of gathering that data. And we are also having plenty of flu events. Everything is on the website. The ones that are coming up within the next week are both in Mark Twain, one on Wednesday, October 11th from 9 to 11, and Tuesday, October 17th, 4 to 6. And that's the end of my report.
Thank you very much for that report, Stacy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Stacy?
I do not. Thanks, Stacy.
Commissioner Mitchell?
Good, thank you.
All right. Thanks again. Planning Department, Kathy Canfield.
Good morning. I just want to let you know on Thursday, October 12th at 6 o'clock at Piper's, we will be having a meeting regarding the Virginia City 6 Mile Canyon drainage study that's been done by Loomis and Associates in cooperation with the Carson Water Subconservancy District. They finished most of their studies and have their conclusions, and this is for an opportunity for the public to comment on their draft document before they take it to the boards at Carson Water Subconservancy and bring it here to finalize that document. So it'll begin at 6 o'clock. Notices are being sent out to everybody that's kind of within the in Virginia City and 6 Mile, that's within the range of where this document is addressing. And then we'll also have it on social media also. So,
thank you. Thanks for the update, Kathy. Gentlemen, have questions for Kathy?
No questions. Thanks.
All right. Up next, I see the judge with us. Do you have any updates for us today, Judge?
Good morning, Judge Harrington, for the record. All I have to say today is that our civil infraction debacle that's been occurring over the year. The state is kind of getting rid of the vendor that they went with for the civil infractions that, as far as up to last month, it was causing my department to clock in about 8 to 10 hours of overtime sometimes just to be able to work with the system, reconcile all the citations coming in. It was a mess. Well, I was notified last week that we're going back to one case management system, which is the one we've always been using. And this morning they reached out to us, the state did, and we're starting to migrate into it and we'll be on board with it by January 1st. So it's a welcome. It was very welcome to our clerks because the case management system that the state went with was, I think I've told you before, it was pretty much a mess and it was causing a lot of heartburn. And so we're very, very happy about that. And we've also found out, I had predicted that we were going to get less people paying tickets with civil infractions, but with the state not passing certain legislation, which would have prevented the courts from suspending driver's license, they didn't pass that. So actually our civil infractions have, the payments on the tickets have really picked up. It's making it easier that way. So we're very, I want to say we're very happy. I'm so relieved. We're all dancing around in justice court. So, and I also want to say, I'm definitely going to the God Monster celebration, honey. That sounds exciting. So any questions?
Thank you, Judge. Commissioner Gilman, any questions for the judge?
Great news.
Just thank you. Happy, happy.
Commissioner Mitchell? Okay.
Thank you.
Agreed. Thanks. Just dance on the breaks, right?
Pardon?
Not during work hours, just dancing. Okay, fair enough. Maybe that's the overtime.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to the district attorney's office. Deputy DA Loomis.
Nothing to report today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
There's always a good day. Thank you. How about the county manager's office?
Morning, Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. I am important to know that I, too, have seen the God Monster movie, and we'll go to the event to, look at all the exhibits and related memorabilia. Just want to let you know our HR department, I'm going to speak on behalf of them too. They've posted at the request of Jason Verke from Public Works that we are still looking for part-time plow drivers. It's a very important position, as Mr. Wilson said, emergency management. We're expecting a heavy snow year, and Jason will talk further during his report with his highway commissioners. So we need part-time plow drivers very much. Next thing is the NeoGov program that you guys approved a while ago with the Human Resources Office. That will help enhance a lot of the look and feel of our recruitment that we do nationwide. Not only will it use more venues to get the word out, but you'll start seeing a flyer of what Story County looks like, what it's like to live here, some of the things that you would experience moving to this area and getting a job here, as opposed to just the job description being posted and then saying we're recruiting. So that should be helpful. I also attended the Nevada Associations of Counties conference with the commissioners and some of our team, and found really this was a great opportunity for us to have conversations with people off the Hill, like Washoe County leadership and Clark County leadership. Some of our state legislator folks and people like that were also present, as well as the Porter Group, which I do also was kind of brought to my attention that not only is Laura and Honey very instrumental in Washington, but they're so instrumental that a lot of folks are bypassing their normal avenues and going straight to them because they find them to be that responsive. Very proud of that. And the folks that were off the Hill, Washoe County and us, spent a lot of time together discussing things like transportation and housing and planning and those things. And I would say that we were very well received in being part of a conversation that will continue and will be to the benefit of all of us in the region. And then lastly, without saying too much, we are aware of the public announcement of Tract, the company that will be coming through and making changes to Story County. I am, just like Mr. Gilman said at the last meeting, proud of our team for all the different people that were involved in putting that together. People you would not even suspect being involved in something like that, with lots of questions and background. So we are making changes to our team internally now to make sure that we can meet the demands that will be coming our way with that exciting announcement. That's all I have.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, anything for Austin?
I do not. Thank you, Austin.
Chairman Mitchell? All right. Appreciate the update. About the clerk's office, Clerk Treasurer Hindle.
Just a couple things this morning. Jim Hindle, Clerk Treasurer for Story County. First of all, again, thank you for your approval at the last meeting of us to move forward with Tyler and the Enterprise Jury Manager System. We are in the agreement with Tyler, and with the help of County Manager and Deputy DA Loomis, we worked out a number of things so that we were able to take advantage of the Office of Justice's grant program to help us with money to support the implementation installation of that. So next steps are to work with Tyler, figure out how and IT somewhat. It's software as a service, so there shouldn't be too much burden on IT, but just to make sure we have our connections set and do the implementation program, and to work with our Justice Court to integrate Justice Court into this as well. Sounds like you have your hands full, Judge, with CourtView at the moment, but we'll integrate with that. We also are in the middle of the voter registration election management system implementation final testing. This is a project driven by the Secretary of State. It was legislated in 2021 for a system that now is driven by the Secretary of State instead of each county managing its own system. This has been one that's a little bit of a trial. I think it's moving well, but there's a lot yet to be done. And I just want to make you aware that the target date for implementation is March 1st. I'm very suspect that we're going to meet that and be ready to use this system for the June primary. It may be something that is later in the year, but we'll keep you up to date on that. We know that the state tends to be aggressive in its software and systems implementation, and they tend to be that on this one as well. And it's got a number of us clerks around the state concerned. We also just opened, the Secretary of State's office just opened filing for candidates in the presidential preference primary, which will be held in February. And depending on your perspective, fortunately or unfortunately, a number of candidates have filed. And so there will be a preference primary in February. That means we are in the process right now of planning for that election. Ballots will be going out in December. The early voting will be the third week of January. And the election is on the 6th of February with final votes due by the 12th, and canvassing would then be the week after that, that next meeting, or possibly a special meeting to do it in early February. The state has gone out with an RFP for ballot printing in order to help counties. We are evaluating the economics of that. We are keeping our options open with our current ballot printer, which has been K&H. They've done very well for us. The opportunity may be to have the state pick up the bill for ballot printing for the presidential preference primary. So we certainly don't want to waste money, but we'll see how that works, because the award went to a company that has never participated in Nevada before, and they are based in Albany, New York. And for the presidential preference primary, they will be servicing Nevada from New York. And that, again, has many clerks concerned about the ability to do that in February. Last but not least, the second installment of real property taxes were due yesterday. We continue to bring in property taxes. I'll try and give you a report just in terms of our performance on that to what we expected to collect. But just want to remind everybody that if they their mortgage company doesn't handle it, and they are paying it on their own, please get that payment in, because we don't want to penalize people with extra fines who are trying to manage their property correctly. So please get that in this week. And that's it.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Jim?
No questions. Thank you.
And Chairman Mitchell?
Thank you.
All right. Again, appreciate the update. Before we move on, are there any departments or updates from anybody that they would like to discuss and then call on yet? All right. Thank you to everybody for those updates. Appreciate the information. We are going to move on to item number 7, which is board comment. And start off to my left, Commissioner Gilman.
I do have some comments I'd like to share this morning.
Please.
I wanted to take a few minutes to elaborate a little bit on this company Trek that our county manager mentioned a moment ago, and I shared some things with last commission session. We've become accustomed here in Story County with the Colorado Industrial Center and the last 20 years. And so we hear names like Google and Twitch and Tesla and Walmart. And so we've kind of become accustomed to the fact that in the Colorado Industrial Center, which is a corporate entity here in Story County, we become used to these names kind of floating around and coming into our county. And we've seen over the last 20 years the incredible impacts financially and otherwise that we have either challenged or dealt with here in our county. I'm going to suggest to you this morning that Trek, you haven't really heard that name. You can go online and find trek.com, is going to be a 3 times impact to anything that we have seen in the past 20 years. Trek will be bringing something to our county that that is absolutely incredible. And I'd like to share a little bit of that with you, if I may, this morning with the community. My son, Don Gilman, has been working with them for the last 2 years. So this has been developing over a slow period of time. They started looking at our county with about 150 acres, and they've recently closed 2,200 acres, 2,200. And to put some of that in context, and I'm also going to circle back and say that our county management and the staff and the folks that have chaired all the various departments that have made this work, I can't begin to tell you how critical and how incredibly successful they have been for all of us. Every single official and staff member in this county has signed on as a part of this Trek adventure. And so what is a Trek? Well, they're invested in many things. Their headquarters are out of Denver, Colorado. They're absolutely international. And they are a group that develop data storage campuses. Data storage campuses in the world, if you take a look at the industry of data storage, look at our federal government. They're storing every phone call that every one of us make, I think, and all of the other data that goes along with cell phones and servers and laptops and the informational highway. So data storage has become an incredibly impactive and growth industry in the world today. Trek builds data storage campuses, huge campuses. What do data storage campuses do? Well, they use incredible amounts of water. Although the technology is evolving where they're using a lot of air for cooling, they use a tremendous amount of power. To give kind of a perspective, the largest land transaction that took place in the Colorado Industrial Center in years gone by was to blockchains. And we've all heard about the blockchains technology and the plans that were going into blockchains. Blockchains purchased 67,000 acres from the Colorado Industrial Center for $75 million. Largest land transaction taking place, I believe, in Northern Nevada at the time. Trek purchased 2,200 acres from the blockchains portfolio for $250 million. The largest land transaction dollar-wise in the history of the state of Nevada. So if we follow that backward, you know, a lot of us have talked about over the last 20 years, the Comstock lode and the richest place on earth at one time right here in Virginia City. And so we've all discussed the possibility that the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the land base here in Storey County, might be the forerunner of the new Comstock lode. So I'm going to suggest to you that $260 million for 2,200 acres sets not only a new historical benchmark in the state of Nevada, but rates our Storey County land value as some of the most valuable property in the United States today. Pretty incredible for a Storey County staff and management group and oversight group to have, who had the vision and the creation to bring something like this to the table. So what does that mean other than talking about land value? Why would they pay that? Well, I would say that the reason they pay that is because they wanted to be a part of what they call the most significant industrial park in the world today. They have said to us at the table that they have had a better experience, a more incredible experience, that a book should be written about what our Storey County has offered and created, administered, and enjoy this. They are so complimentary of what they have found here and working with our county staff and our county manager and our county commissioners. And so here's a company that I'm going to tell you trek and get acquainted with a little bit about what they're going to bring, because what they're going to bring to our community, I'm going to grab some numbers that I think are close enough. Tesla came to our community and said they're going to invest $3 to $5 billion in Storey County. And that was an amazing amount of money. And then Switch came, and they're also data storage based. And they said, we're going to invest $15 to $20 billion in Storey County. And they've been in the process of doing that very thing. Trek has sat with our governor and have and you're going to see in the press, so I'm not ahead of the curve here. I got to be careful because we've signed a lot of NDAs. Trek is planning to invest between $75 and $100 billion in our Storey County. The numbers are just staggering. So let me put a couple of thoughts out there other than the investment they're bringing. They're going to be working with, and we're going to see in the very near future, a water importation project where thousands of acre feet of water are going to be imported into Storey County to serve this dramatic campus park for data storage. There's also a commitment and agreement in place for power. The power is incredible. And so people throw around words like gigawatts and megawatts and all this kind of stuff. And I got to tell you, that's way over my pay grade. But to give you a thought, by 2026, our power company has agreed to bring for Trek into our Storey County community 2 gigawatts of power. So what's that mean to us? 2 gigawatts of power. 2 gigawatts equal 2,000 megawatts. Right now today, if we go to the Tracy Power Plant, which is producing most of the power for Northern Nevada, they have the capability of 1,000 megawatts. So with the Trek product coming to Northern Nevada, they're going to be offering 2,000 additional imported megawatts, 2 gigawatts, to operate this incredible set of campuses that are coming into Storey County. So, you know, we could spend a lot more time looking at the future and the revenue streams and the build outs. I'll give you an example. One of these buildings that Trek will be putting into Storey County will cost $1 billion a building. So you're used to Tesla saying, well, we're gonna build $3.5 million worth of building out there. One Trek building costs $1 billion. The other thing that they have shared with us is that That building will accommodate $1 billion worth of hardware turnover every 36 to 60 months. Because the hardware and the servers, they all burn out. So $1 billion worth of investment in a building and building permits and all the things that go along and the county revenue services that are multifaceted. And so one of their facilities is $1 billion, and that'll turn over $1 billion worth of hardware and server product about every 3 to 5 years. So the impact of TREC and what's coming to Story County, all the information that I shared with you is going to start hitting the paper today. So I wanted Story County and those of you here in the room and those up that are paying attention, we know we've heard Tesla and we've heard Google and we've heard Switch, and Story County is going to be the home to a corporate group that are family oriented. They have wonderful children and families. They're, as my son said on Sam Shad yesterday, their CEO and their management staff started here. They didn't send us a broker or somebody from the real estate community or a developer. They came themselves and have been one-on-one with our leadership and with our staff from day one. And so we're going to find them to be very warm corporate citizens for all of us. They care about family. They care about our county. And certainly Story County will now be host to one of the most fabulous companies in the world today. So that's what I got for you so far. Small thing. I'm celebrating, as you can tell. And thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Welcome.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to beat that update, but
Vice Chairman, you give it a shot.
It's the next decade or two or five.
I was going to mention I had a nice time at Reno Startup Week, but it seems pretty inconsequential in light of what's going on. And while I certainly don't begrudge blockchains their excellent deal here, sounds like you boys got the short end of the stick if you held on to that land a little bit longer.
Well, it wasn't worth much more than that at the time. But, you know, Story County has taken it to a new level.
Yeah, that's it. I did have an opportunity to just briefly stop in at Reno Startup Week, which happened this last week. There's a burgeoning kind of a nascent startup community in the area, and neat to see the efforts that are going into that. And we'll look at ways that we can be involved in that more. And then also some good conversations with the other county folks at NACO Abenaka this week. So yeah. good things happening all around, despite the challenges that we deal with on a regular basis.
Yeah, thank you. Speaking of NACO, I'll kick off with that. I met one of the county commissioners, the new ones out in Elko. And he said, if we're full, we're happy to ship any new businesses out to Elko. So keep that in mind. In addition to that, we were able to go to the Veterans Memorial event down in Sparks at the Nugget. It was news to me, and I was glad Councilman Dare informed me. But apparently there is a massive Veterans Memorial that is built out in Sparks near the Sparks Marina. For those that don't know, they have trees for all 17 counties. They're labeled Story County, you know, Elko County, et cetera. And they actually have a list of all the veterans that have passed away on a wall there, I believe. I've not been there yet. But anyway, we had the opportunity, I point to all three of us up here, including myself, to get to experience that event. It was a fundraising event, but it was great to see some of the veterans that they have out there. There were quite a few veterans that came up. We also have Chris Thompson with us, who's been integral in the TRI park out there. He is a veteran as well. And we had some folks from our staff, some veterans come out and join us for that banquet. It was fantastic. For those, again, that have the opportunity, I suggest you go out there. It's from the pictures I've seen, it's a beautiful memorial. I'm going to try to hit it next week with Councilman Dare. If you do have any family members that have passed away that were veterans, their names are likely on that wall. They're from Story County. So it was a great opportunity to meet with some folks down there, and the event was really nice. So that concludes my report, and that will bring us to item number 9 today, which is discussion for possible action to approve a lease of a portion of the county complex located at 1705 Drew Drive in the TRI Center for the benefit and use of the Nevada Highway Patrol. The lease is proposed for an initial term of 5 years with no rental charge. Deputy DA Loomis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. This is the counterpart to the public hearing that we held earlier today. And this is, what's before you right now is the actual lease itself, which has been kind of an interesting animal as this has progressed forward. At one point, we had some provision in there, and Sheriff, we had a provision in here that said that you would be able to direct where they would occupy the space once Station 75 is completed. The response from the Deputy AG's office was that language was completely unacceptable. So don't you guys understand we're giving you a piece of our building for 5 years for free? I mean, what is the problem? Does it give us your language? And so we have the new lease that come through here has the language on the first page that says that after the completion of the 75 Sheriff's Office substation, lessor and tenant will negotiate the future space in the substation to be determined appropriate space shown in Exhibit A. And the lessor and tenant will create a new lease amendment for the agreed upon shared space. And so that is before you today. I told them I'll submit it to the board. It's up to the board to decide whether they want to go through with that or not. But what I would tell you is that there is a provision for termination for any reason at all on behalf of the county. If we want to terminate the lease, we can do that on 90 days notice. So when the substation gets completed, we would negotiate an amendment to that lease, which would provide where they will be located in the county complex. And the sheriff's office will obviously be involved in deciding where that's going to happen through that process. But if we send a 90-day notice at the beginning of that negotiation, I think that impresses upon them the fact that, look, this is you're at the get as a guest of the county, and that's what we have. So it's a 5-year lease. No rent is going to be charged. There's an option for renewal. The county is going to supply the utilities. The Highway Patrol is going to provide the internet services and telephone services and things of that nature. And it's before you today. If you have questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Thank you, Keith. Commissioner Gilman.
I see this project and process working with them as a part of the elements that our county has championed and shared over the last years to increase the safety on I-80 and the safety on USA Parkway. We've all been aware of the fact that that the corridor is challenged in a lot of ways, and speed limits are excessive out there, the cars that are running. And so I, for one, am pleased that our county is looking at supporting the efforts of the Highway Patrol, bringing us more enforcement. We're starting to see that slowly in the last months. We've all seen that NDOT is starting to improve the interchanges out there. There's a lot going on at Lockwood currently today. So I think this is the start of a process to increase the safety in our county and our communities. And I'm, for one, I'm glad that we're supporting the efforts here at the Highway Patrol.
Thank you, Commissioner Gilman. Mr. Chairman Mitchell, do you have any comments this time?
Questions? Yeah, I don't have any questions. I'm supportive of the partnership, certainly. I understand the frustration, and maybe we should be charging them rent if we're going to have to jump through a bunch of hoops to give them space. No, I don't have any questions this time. Thank you.
I'll bite my tongue. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the lease of a portion of the county complex located at 1705 Peru Drive in the TRI Center for the benefit and use of the Nevada Highway Patrol for an initial term of 5 years and for no rental charge.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Keith, for your work on this. Moving on to item number 10, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the Dowell County GIS contract renewal. Austin, you going to take this one?
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Austin Osberg. For the record, I am doing this on behalf of Assessor Janice Sutton. was not able to attend today. We have a contract with Dow Engineering, which is previously Far West, to perform all of the county's geographic information systems programming and mapping. And this is a renewal of what they call a task order or that element of the contract. The total amount is $80,000. And on page 28 of your packet, it breaks down all of the different elements. Mostly you'll see that each department contributes about $5,000 worth of mapping and GIS needs to this contract, as well as the assessor's office, which is the bulk of the use. I'm happy to answer any questions you have, but essentially it's just a renewal of what we're doing now for those services.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this contract?
No questions.
Well, Chairman Mitchell.
My only question is procedural. Is the item here to approve the specific task order, or is it to approve a contract of some sort? Is it part of kind of an ongoing agreement that we have with them?
Commissioner Mitchell, Austin Osborne for the record. Yes, we have a master services agreement with Dow that provides all different types of engineering. This is one of the task orders associated with that master services agreement.
Right. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this contract renewal? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve task order number 56 under our professional services master task order agreement with Dowell for the continuation of all departments to use Dowell for GIS services.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin. Moving on to item number 11, this discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval for the Story County Sheriff's Office to receive $42,000 in grant funding from the State of Nevada Department of Public Safety Office of Criminal Justice Assistance COVID Emergency Supplemental Funding Program. For the purpose of 4 virtual remote communication systems and 1 thermal scanner / metal detector. Sheriff.
Good morning, Commissioner. Sheriff Cullen for the record. I have a brief summary regarding this grant. The Sheriff's Office has been awarded $42,000 grant funds for the purchase of 4 virtual communications, basically Zoom systems, and the purchase of a thermal scanner / metal detector to be placed at the Justice Court. These funds have been awarded from the U.S. Department of Justice, Department of Public Safety, Office of Criminal Justice Assistance as part of a COVID Emergency Supplemental Funding Program. The virtual communication systems will allow inmates currently housed in the Story County Jail to attend virtual hearings without leaving the facility. This will reduce the need for staffing, obviously, to transport inmates outside of the secured facility for minor hearings. The second system will be placed at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Complex, Sheriff's Substation, to be used for staff for virtual communications, training, etc., meetings, things like that. The third system placed at the Story County Sheriff's main office up here in Virginia City, again, for meetings, trainings, and things like that. And the fourth unit will be placed down at the Sheriff's Lockwood Substation for the same thing. Systems will allow us to host or participate in virtual meetings at several locations around Story County. These systems will also allow us to minimize room crowding by separating staff and public into smaller, more spread out groups, which will reduce the chances of transmitting illnesses such as cold and flu. The thermal scanner metal detector will be positioned at the Justice Court. This scanner is purpose built to detect the body temperatures of and any metal on any person who walks through it. This will allow the court bailiff to immediately recognize that a subject has elevated temperature, notify them of such, and arrange for their court to be rescheduled to avoid unnecessary exposure. The metal detector portion will work the same as a standard walkthrough metal detector. Important note on this is that this is a reimbursement grant, which requires the purchase orders be submitted to the approved vendors by the county prior to reimbursement. The Department of Public Safety has indicated that reimbursement is paid out to the county typically within 5 days of purchase order submittal. The Sheriff's Office went over these unbudgeted costs with the comptroller, and she indicated that the funds are available and this should not create an issue. That's basically what I have on.
All right. Thank you, Sheriff. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for the Sheriff?
I do not. Thank you, Sheriff.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to authorize the Story County Sheriff's Office to receive $42,000 in grant funding from the State of Nevada Department of Public Safety's Office of Criminal Justice Assistance COVID Emergency Supplemental Funding Program, or CESF, for the purchase of 4 virtual remote communication systems and 1 thermal scanner metal detector.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thanks, Sheriff. On item number 12, this discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the 2023-28 special use permit request. The applicant requests a special use permit to operate an outdoor establishment. The applicant proposes an off-highway vehicle rides and guided tours. The tours will start at the applicant's property at 311 South East Street and will follow rights of way through Virginia City to connect to Story County public land and land managed by the BLM in the Virginia City area. Director Katz Canfield.
Thank you. Good morning again. So this is a special use permit request for an outdoor activity that's not specifically mentioned in the CR zoning where it's located, but it is similar to other uses, and the code does allow for the board and the planning commission to consider other similar uses with a special use permit. This activity will commence at the applicant's property and then follow rights of way to public lands that are either owned by Story County or managed by the Bureau of Land Management. They're following existing trails. They're not creating any new trails that are out there. There are 2 small pieces of private property that these trails cross, and the applicant has provided authorization letters from those 2 property owners saying that they don't have any issues with the proposal. The project itself will have to be following NRS Chapter 490, which is off-highway vehicles, the state requirements. The applicant has discussed the project with the sheriff's office, and the sheriff's office has related that they don't see any issues with how the applicants propose their activity. Parking for their properties will either be on site or within the right of way for E Street. E Street right there is 62 feet wide, so there's plenty of room there. And as conditioned, we've required the applicant to make sure that anybody that's not on their property and they're parking in the right of way to make sure that they're not blocking any private properties and that they're in the right of way area. The Planning Commission heard this on September 21st. They were very supportive of a new idea and activity coming to Virginia City, and they unanimously, with 1 person absent, recommended approval of the project. So staff is also recommending approval. I believe the applicant's online here today, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Does the applicant have anything to say at this point? All right.
No, I don't have anything to say. I will answer any questions.
Okay. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I have no questions. I welcome them to the business committee.
Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Kathy, is it my understanding that if through the course of their operation, they decide to change the routes, that that's not necessarily something that needs to come back, that this kind of oversees the kind of the general idea, but that the routes, as long as it kind of meets the criteria that's in place, are adjustable based on what's going on with the business?
Correct. As long as they're not creating any new trails and it's in the Virginia City area. If they were proposing to go down, you know, back Basalite Mine or something down there, that's really not where we were analyzing where this was going on.
Gotcha. Very good. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman, are you ready for a motion?
Absolutely. Do we need to do findings and that kind of thing, or do I just reference them?
Motion, findings, second.
I can read them if you'd like right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So the findings of fact for the motion of approval. This approval is for special use permit 2023-028 to operate an outdoor establishment. The applicant proposes to offer off-highway vehicle OHV rides and guided tours. Tours will start at the applicant's property at 311 South E Street, APN 001-132-29, and will follow rights of way through Virginia City to connect to Story County public land and land managed by the Bureau of Land Management surrounding the Virginia City area. The proposed project complies with the general purpose, goals, objectives, and standards of the county master plan, this title, and any other plan, program, map, or ordinance adopted or under consideration pursuant to official notice by the county. The proposal, location, size, height, operations, and other significant features will be compatible with and will not cause substantial negative impact on adjacent land uses or will perform a function or provide a service that's essential to the surrounding land uses, community, and neighborhood. The proposed project will result in no substantial or undue adverse effect on the adjacent property, the character of the neighborhood, traffic conditions, parking, public improvements, public sites or right-of-way, or any other matters affecting the public health, safety, and general welfare, either as they now exist or as they may in the future be developed as a result of the implementation of the provisions and policies of the county master plan, this title, and any other plan, program, map, or ordinance adopted or under consideration pursuant to an official notice by the county or other governmental agency having jurisdiction to guide growth and development. The proposed use of the proposed area will be adequately served by and will impose no undue burden on any of the improvements, facilities, utilities, or services provided by the county or other governmental agency having jurisdiction by the in the county. The special use permit conforms to the 2016 Story County Master Plan for the VNT Midtown area of Virginia City planning area in which the subject property is located. A discussion supporting this finding is provided in section 2.C of the staff report, and the contents thereof are cited in an approval of this special use permit. The conditions under the special use permit do not conflict with the minimum requirements in Story County Code section 17.03.150 special use permit and section 17.30 CR commercial residential zone. The proposed land, although not listed for use, not a listed use for the CR commercial residential zoning district, is consistent and similar with uses permitted within the CR commercial residential zone. Thanks.
Thank you, Kathy.
I actually did want to add one thing to your comment, Clay. These are for activities that are on public land. So if they were changing something and they were going onto private property, that is not something that we would just automatically find okay. They would need to get private property approval to use any trail. So.
Thank you for the clarification. Great. So here's the motion. In accordance with the recommendation by the Planning Commission and staff, the findings of fact under Section 3A of this report and other findings deemed appropriate by the Board of County Commissioners, and in compliance with the conditions of approval, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve Special Use Permit 2023-028 to operate an outdoor establishment. The applicant proposes to offer off-highway vehicle rides and guided tours. The tours will start at the applicant's property at 311 South E Street, APN 001-132-29, and will follow rights of way through Virginia City to connect to Story County public land and land managed by the Bureau of Land Management surrounding the Virginia City area.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. We're going to go ahead and take a quick 10-minute recess. See you back here around 11:30.